This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm a doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow. I don't even know where to begin. What a weekend. Okay, Dan. We got a lot of medical news. We got a lot of health news to talk about. Let me just tell you what we're going to talk about later today. Apparently, protein shakes may actually help blood pressure, help prevent or lower heart disease and stroke. Pretty cool stuff. We also have Michael Douglas saying that Val Kilmer has throat cancer. We're going to talk about that, especially since Val Kilmer has been denying cancer rumors. So we, you know, but obviously what happened this weekend, I'm not just talking about the Dallas Cowboy win. Wow, three overtime games. Three football overtime games. I had so much work to do and reports and articles to write that I was home a lot for most of the football between watching the Patriots and the Falcons. By the way, did you guys notice I had at least an 80% predictability of where we were with the games. I'm not saying that to brag, but you guys do not take me seriously when I do my NFL picks, okay? With the exception of the tie with the Bengals, I got everything right except for two. So that's not too bad. Honestly, the injury report does not lie. And yes, I predicted the Cowboys win. Why? Because of Eagles. I think Eagles had a concussion or a groin injury or something. So we did very well. Congratulations, Cowboys. Woo! But the weekend obviously started off with Anthony Weiner. I had never even expected to see half the country think Anthony Weiner now is, how does Anthony Weiner get back into the spotlight as often as he does? I gotta tell you, his BVDs possibly saved the GOP. Yeah, my husband came up with that one, his BVDs. It's just mind-boggling how somebody like Anthony Weiner can continually be the crux of headlines. But what is even more ludicrous is how Anthony Weiner could have possibly steered this election one way or the other. This election was, you know, Trump was faltering, Hillary was quote-unquote cleared by the FBI, Hillary was leading in the polls, and when kids look at history books later, when they look back at history books, what are they going to see? Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner has just put himself in all the history books. I don't want to put something out there that may not be true, but when I heard that all this fell on Anthony Weiner, and Anthony Weiner, remember, got dumped by Huma Abedin, which is Hillary Clinton's closest advisor, who is also now the crux of this whole controversy, I thought maybe he just told the FBI, look, you know, I'm mad at her now, so no love lost there, whatever you need. And I thought maybe he cut a deal, or who knows? I mean, I was like, you know, wow, how is Anthony Weiner all of a sudden involved? Why is all of this coming out now? And maybe he said, look, guys, you know, this is what we have. But it doesn't sound like that's what happened. It sounds like what happened is, as they were investigating Anthony Weiner for his sexting scandal to an alleged 15-year-old girl, why any 15-year-old is interested in his tidy whities is beyond me, but there's always something for everybody out there. But this is all alleged. They looked at his laptop, and his laptop apparently was shared by him and his then-wife, Huma. Well, they're still married, but estranged. And that was the laptop she backed up all her emails on. So, where this whole big hullabaloo is if Huma Abedin said, yeah, I turned over everything, and if Clinton and her team allegedly bleached and did whatever to a lot of the emails, and this was all downloaded before the bleaching, we now, in the government, have a lot of the lost emails. From what we're being told, the FBI director has just gotten their warrant to be able to search her laptop and comb through the 650,000 emails that are on there. She herself could go to jail because if she was asked, if she turned over everything, and now they see that things were destroyed, or that was the thing. There was no quote-unquote proof that Hillary destroyed emails. This has been conjecture. Now, if they have the emails, and they go, well, why wasn't this brought to us? Why wasn't this brought to us? Here's the email that was on her. So this has nothing to do with WikiLeaks. Weenie leaks. Yeah, there's also another word that people have been calling this whole thing because of Anthony Weiner. But here's the thing, and I wrote a piece for any of you that want to read it. It's on my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com or on my website or Twitter. Even if indicted, because now there's this big rush, okay, that, you know, Hillary, you know, FBI needs to hurry. There's, what, 7-8 days left of the election. Here's the thing. Even if she's indicted, she could still become president. All right. Article 2, Section 1 doesn't really describe anything about if you are under indictment or if you have committed a crime. Technically, a felon can run for president. All Article 2 talks about is how a person has to be, they say, no person except a natural-born citizen, a citizen of the United States, at the time of the adoption of this Constitution, shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years. I think Hillary and both Trump passed on that one. And been 14 years a resident within the United States. So you can't be living in Germany or Australia and run for president. You have to be, even if you're a citizen, you got to be back on the soil. So, and even if convicted, when she's convicted, then you have Article 2, Section 4 removing them for office. But if she's impeached, before Inauguration Day, or indicted before Inauguration Day, after Inauguration Day, she could still be president. What has to happen then is after Inauguration Day, then House has to put her up on impeachment, impeach her, then the Senate has to run the trial. Now with Bill Clinton was impeached, but the Senate acquitted him. So, two things have to happen. Either Hillary Clinton, for her not to become president, would have to be convicted before Inauguration Day, convicted. Okay, not only that, it's convicted. Or the DNC has to ask her to step down. The DNC asks her to step down, then we're looking at Tim Kaine taking her place. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Not only is today Halloween, but it is also Nevada Day. Nevada Day commemorates our being admitted into statehood on October 31, 1864. Yay! Happy Nevada Day to us. Poor Nevada Day. A lot of people, they don't feel sorry for Nevada. Here's the thing with Nevada. Okay, I personally really, really feel bad that Nevada, you know, has to share its biggest day of the year with Halloween. Nobody's right now talking about it being Nevada Day except me. But this is Nevada Day. This is like a big day for us being a part of the union. It's a big holiday. People, there's parades. Kids are out of school. But if you ask a kid, why are you out of school today? They're like, well, Halloween. It's Halloween. Like, well, no, we don't take a day off for Halloween. We take a day off today because of Nevada Day. But what they did is many schools took the day off on Friday. So that here's my problem with Halloween. Halloween, like tonight, it's going to probably start getting dark about 8:39. So we're going to be doing the heavy duty trick or treating. Trick or drink, trick or tequila. Trick or tequila is fun, by the way, but don't do it. We're doing the heavy trick or treating. Gosh, quit Freudian slipping, please. Trick or treating when it starts getting dark and deep, deep, deep until probably the 9 o'clock hour. Some of us will go till midnight, but I got to work tomorrow. I got a show to do tomorrow. So I really like, you know, Halloween when it's on the. I think they should change Halloween rather than from October 31st to the, you know, to whatever Saturday night it is. Then you could have parties. Well, maybe that's not good. Maybe a lot of the adults go to parties and who's watching the kids trick or treating? Then you got a lot of drunk drivers. You know, maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's it. Well, anyway, we need to talk about Halloween. Halloween, unfortunately, is one of the scariest holidays. Not scary because of all the spooky goblins and all the spooky ghouls and the the bad people that laugh bad at mommy yelling. No, Halloween is scary because, unfortunately, this is the highest day for pediatric pedestrian fatalities. According to the National Safety Council, 6,100 kids die every year. 6,100? Are you kidding me? 160,000 injuries occur on this day each year. Choking hazards, fire hazards. So this is some serious stuff. So, what should you do? What should you be thinking about, all right, like now, before the kids are trick-or-treating? For those of you who listen to my show at night, what should have you thought of? Okay, well, hopefully you guys heard of this before the trick-or-treating. But, one, make sure your kid is not wearing a mask where he can't see. Okay, I mean, I remember doing that with trick-or-treating. You had those very cheap plastic masks that were very uncomfortable with the big rubber band right in the back. Okay, now they have fancier masks that enclose the whole head, like the Darth. There's going to be a lot of people wearing Chewbacca and Darth Vader masks. Unfortunately, they don't allow your 180-degree vision. So don't let your kids wear those. Maybe do like the makeup, but the non-toxic makeup. A big problem parents do is they go, okay, let's buy some makeup and throw it on your face. It's okay. How do you know? You know, what if it comes from a country that doesn't regulate what they should? So what you need to do is a couple days before, which is too late now, is you put that non-toxic makeup you're going to put all over your kid's face near their eyes, and you put it on their hand a couple days prior and see if they have a reaction or a delayed reaction. If they didn't, then you can put it on their face. Make sure you wash all that stuff off before they go to bed. You gotta go for the bright colored costumes. I understand that Nazgul school and Darth Vader and Batman, they all wear dark stuff. I get that. Assassin's Creed with the hoods and all that, I get that. So if the kid doesn't want to wear something bright orange or bright pink, then put some like reflective tape on their tushy. You know, I would just tape up the whole way. You know what I did? I attached a whole bunch of glow sticks all over my kid, right? You know, all over the waist, right? You know, and he's like, Mom, I got all these glow sticks on my butt. Good, because then the car knows where your tushy is. And, and you can put glow sticks all over them. Now, I know they don't like it. Like, well, you know, Darth Vader didn't have glow sticks. Say they're mini lightsabers. You're decorating Darth Vader with a lot of mini lightsabers. Oh, okay, that's good. By the way, a lot of these kids are running around with hatchets and big, long swords. And even though they're supposed to be play swords, some of them are made very stupidly. So if they fall and they hurt themselves on it, we gotta make sure that we soften those up, or just tell them. By the way, these kids that run around with, you know, all these different things that they want with their outfit. Like my kid, okay, he would want me to buy him like a $70 mask, which didn't happen. Then he needed some sort of a robe to go with that ugly ghouly mask, so I had to get him something like that. Then he needed something in his hand, like a weapon. And I'm like, well, what about your trick-or-treat candy? He's like, well, you're going to hold on to that, Mom. And then I go, well, what about 1 hour in? Am I going to have to hold on to your sword or your staff? So don't buy those for the kids, because you're just going to be the one stuck holding it all. And I'm just trying to hold my little red plastic cup when I'm walking around the neighborhood trick-or-treating. I really don't want to be sitting there holding my kids' crap. Make sure all the costumes and the hats are flame resistant. If they're not flame resistant, get something new. These kids trip on jack-o'-lanterns. For some reason, your neighbors really like candles. They think fire is cool. So they stick fire in a very badly carved pumpkin. And so here's the kid running around because everybody's trying to fit on the sidewalk because the mommy's yelling, don't walk on the grass. They all can't fit on the sidewalk and they fall over onto the jack-o'-lantern with the candle. Make sure your kid has flame-resistant clothes. Now, another thing my kids love doing is zigzagging across the street. They were, even though they're a little older now, they're probably not going to go trick-or-treating tonight. I'm going to force them to because we're going to go to a real super fancy neighborhood, and they give out like big, huge chocolate bars. So I'm going to make my kids trick-or-treating even if they don't want it, because I could store up on that till Easter. I mean, that's some good stuff. So, I mean, this is free. Somebody's giving you free stuff, you take it. We learned that from Obama, right? I'm going to give you an iPhone. I'm going to give you an Obama phone. I'm going to give you free health care. Come on, right? Come on. This is Halloween. Let's take the candy. It's good stuff. When it comes to the zigzagging across the street, kids never get to run in the street. I remember the very first time I got to cross a street. It was so exciting. And for years, just being able to step on asphalt was too exciting. Now, it's Halloween where no rules apply, where the kids get to run around and zigzag across the street. You need to be the mom in the neighborhood like I always am, yelling and screaming your head off. Say, no zigzagging. You're going to do one side with the sidewalk, and then you're going to... But everybody's like, oh, there's Bobby. I want to run across the street. And can I just say, speaking of the one day where rules don't apply, when are you ever allowed to blackmail somebody for them to give you something for free? You're not. We're teaching our kids very, very early on to go up to a door, bang on it, say trick or treat, which is basically blackmail. You are threatening them that if they don't give you some sort of a treat, you are going to do a trick. And this trick could be a very vandalous trick. I guess that's why it's so exciting for kids, because they get to break the law. It's very exciting for a lot of people. Before your state legalizes marijuana, all right, make sure you guys do have a plan for next year on what happens if parents get baked, because then not a lot of people are going to be watching their kids. There's going to be drunk drivers, so we got to be on alert. Nobody get baked. Nobody get drunk. I know a lot of us go trick or tequila and trick or drinking. Make sure somebody is watching your kid. Let grandma, or just leave the candy out on the door. It's more important for you to be out there watching your kids. Make sure the kids don't go to homes don't know who that are strangers, that they don't go into the homes. And just because a house is decked out and decorated doesn't necessarily mean that house is okay. You got that? All right. You know, a lot of times you're like, okay, the house is dark, so don't go there. It's going to be a bad guy house. No, the house is dark because they probably did like I did, where we just closed up shop and went to a better neighborhood where there'd be better candy. If a house is all decked out, that doesn't mean there's not a predator there. Tell your child to not eat the candy until you come home, examine it, and then steal the candy that you want. Make sure you guys are all in a group. All right, and drivers, please, if you're out there, no texting. These kids are going to start trick-or-treating when it's daylight, for those of them with 7:30 bedtimes. So be prepared today that we have early trick-or-treaters. When we come back, Eat This, Not That tells us what candy is better to eat than others. Don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Oh. ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, one of my favorite books was the original Eat This, Not That. Eat This, Not That was really, really cool. Where, what it did, and I apologize, what it did is it looked at some of your favorite restaurants, some of your favorite fast food joints, and it showed you, look, if you are going to choose this burger over this burger, eat this and not that, based on salt, fat, calories, etc. So apparently they did that for Halloween candy. This is on eatthis.com, Halloween candies ranked. So they basically go through the 52 best and worst Halloween candies. So they go through the worst. They said when ranking the worst Halloween candies in America, Eat This Not That took a few factors into consideration. The calorie count, anything with 70 calories or above, they scored very low. Fat count, they said some of the chocolates have more fat than a burger. And ingredients, candies got points off for containing more artificial colors than others. So, number 33 were the Airheads mini bars. I don't like the Airhead mini bars. They're very difficult to chew. One bar has 46 calories, 0.5 grams of fat, 6.3 grams of sugar. They say there's a lot of sugar, filler carbohydrates, artificial colors and flavors, partially hydrogenated oils, etc. And I won't go through all the different ingredients, but I'll kind of tell you guys the most important one as we list them. Then came the hot tamale smack size. That had 49 calories. Then came the now and later fun size. Oh, now and later stinks. I hate when you go up to a house, and rather than getting a nice big candy bar, they give you two now and laters. Nobody wants to eat the now and laters. Those have about 53 calories. Mr. Good Snack Bar, snack size, Mr. Good Bar. I don't like Mr. Good Bar because some, I don't know, doofus decided to stick nuts in my chocolate. I just want to sink my teeth into a chocolate bar. I don't want nuts in there. So the Mr. Good Bar has 66 calories, 2 grams of saturated fat, and a lot of sugar. They say three of them could have more fat than a McDonald's hamburger. Number 29 came Jolly Ranchers. They say three pieces has 70 calories. Even though there's no fat, there's 11 grams of sugar. Milky Way Original Minis come in at 28 with 72 calories. Almond Joy Snack Size has 80 calories. Mound Snack Size, Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. All right, so the mounds were a little more fattening. I don't understand why. If the other ones had nuts, sugar. No, actually a little less sugar. Maybe, I don't know. Oh, Werther's Original Chewy Caramels. Oh, those stink. I hate chewy caramels. Honestly, any of you guys whose neighborhood I'm crashing to go trick-or-treating, if you give any of my kids chewy caramels, I'm going to throw those suckers back at you. Oh, this is why I like the Dove Chocolate Mini Squares. Came in bad. 88 calories for two pieces. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love these. They are one of the fattest candies on the list. Oh, boy. 3.2 grams of saturated fat. Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkin Snack Size, 90 calories. Swedish Fish, treat size. Swedish Fish are okay. Blow Pop, I mean with taste. Blow Pops, Brock's Candy Corn came in 20. Skittles, Fun Size came in 19. Sour Patch Kids came in next, then Milk Made Caramels. Again, milk, any caramel, guys, no caramel. Andy's Cream de Mint Thins. Now, don't get me wrong. Are these Andy's Cream de Mint Thins the same thing you get at Olive Garden at the end of your meal? Because those are yummy. Unfortunately, three pieces are 75 calories, 8.2 grams of sugar. Health Toffee Bar Snack Size. Oh, yeah, that's disgusting. Toffee, an English toffee bar. Listen, okay, I like the British. But again, don't give me something that looks like chocolate that isn't. Toffee, are you kidding me? Twix Caramel Cookie Fun Size, these I could tolerate. 80 calories, 8 grams of sugar. Snickers, again, no, because there's caramel. Then comes Baby Ruth. Junior Mints come next, the snack size. Twizzlers. Twizzlers, individually wrapped Twizz, have more sugar. Two single pieces, 80 calories, 9.5 grams of sugar. Starbucks Original Fruit Chews come next. Mike and Ike Snack Packs. Problem with Mike and Ike is those suckers are there in your teeth till your next dental visit. You got to be careful with that one. M&M's Peanut Size. Again, don't be screwing up chocolate with nuts. 90 calories per one fun size. 1.5 grams of saturated fat, 9 grams of sugar. Nestle 100 Grand Fun Size, M&M's peanut butter fun size. Again, don't be sticking peanut butter in my chocolates. Now come the milk chocolate M&Ms. Oh, those look so good. Those have 95 calories per fun size package, 3.5 grams of fat, 13 grams of sugar. Isn't that interesting when they say fun size? Okay, there's nothing fun about spending all sorts of money on a product that only gives you like five little pieces of candy. Okay, it's very interesting how they did this whole fun size thing. Yeah, that makes no sense to me. Okay, next, Butterfinger, again, one of the worst candies out there in the world. Don't be giving me something with butter in it. Just give me chocolate, 100 calories, 10 grams of sugar. Hershey's Take 5 snack size. Take 5 to throw these out because, again, they got peanuts, pretzels, and they stuck pretzels, caramel, peanuts, and peanut butter with only the thinnest film of chocolate on top of it. And you want me to take five, let alone one? 100 calories, 5 grams of fat, 9 grams of sugar. The worst Halloween candy that made the list were the Reese's Mini Cups. Three pieces is 108 calories, 9.9 grams of sugar. Now, one of the best candies. Set under 19 came the Unreal Dark Chocolate Peanut Butter Cup. Did you guys know these existed? There's these dark chocolate, coconut, and peanut butter cups. All right, 80 calories, 6 grams of fat, 5 grams of sugar. Justin's Mini Dark Chocolate Peanut Butter Cups. Looks like they're getting the dark chocolate in there. Reese's Pieces snack size come in 17. The Toblerone fun size, those come in at 66 calories, 3.6 grams of fat, 7.9 grams of sugar. Hershey's Kisses, 3 pieces. That's the key. Only 3 pieces. 67 calories, 7.7 grams of sugar. Nestle Crunch Fun Size. Oh, those I like. 60 calories, 3 grams of fat, 7 grams of sugar. And I don't mind those because of Rice Krispies. I kind of pretend I'm eating a chocolate-covered Rice Krispie treat, and it helps you poop. Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops have 60 calories, no fat, 10 grams of sugar. Caramel Apple Pop. Okay, now you know what that I do like. I do like caramel apple. 60 calories, 0.5 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar. Kit Kat snack size, 2-piece bar, 70 calories, again, snack size, that is. So snack size is no bigger than your thumb, half your thumb. 3.6 grams of fat, 7 grams of sugar. Tootsie Rolls, Tootsie Roll, 70 calories, 9.5 grams of sugar. Oh, no, Werther's Original Hard Candy. I never thought I could hate anything more from Werther, but the hard candy is even worse than their soft chew. Three Musketeers are 63 calories, 2 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar. York Peppermint Patty snack size. Again, Peppermint Patty reminds me too much of Snoopy. M&M's Pretzel fun size. I don't know why they stuck a pretzel in my M&M. Nerds fun size, 50 calories, 0 grams of fat, 12 grams of sugar. Unfortunately, they got a lot of sugar, so you got to be very, very careful. Dum-dums, 2 pops, 50 calories. Yeah, I hate when I get the dum-dums. Smarties candy rolls. Smarties are 25 calories, 0 grams of fat, 6 grams of sugar for one roll. Pixie sticks. Oh, we used to get, oh my gosh, we used to get sugar rushes on these in school. They came in as 9 calories per straw, 2.1 grams of sugar. But the number one Halloween candy is Jelly Belly Jelly Beans Mini Pack. 35 calories, 0 grams of fat, 7 grams of sugar. Again, I know many of your parents are already starting to calculate. Again, you walking around trick or drinking, you blow this whole thing away because the alcohol has more sugar. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the dog. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, of course, we've got a lot of medical news to talk about, but this weekend between the World Series, wow. So Cubs and Indians play again. They are still at it. This has been a fascinating World Series, I have to say. I've been very, very excited about what's going on. Unfortunately, yesterday I was so busy watching football and all those games and three overtime games, the first one of which in London tied between the Bengals and Redskins, and then of course we had the Raiders tie and then win, and I had picked that they would win, and then of course Dallas and Eagles. So I have to put that in there because you guys do not take my NFL picks seriously based on the injury report. How many doctors do you know spend hours upon hours upon hours dissecting the injury report for you guys to have your picks? But this weekend, obviously, the big dominating topic was the Anthony Weiner laptop that got into the hands of that obviously was being investigated with the FBI, and the possible reopening of Hillary Clinton's probe. And so many of the emails centered around that. Julie had written, so what happens if Hillary gets elected and then gets indicted? I had already talked about that in the beginning of the show, and I'd written an article for those of you that want to read that. It's on my website or on my blog or my Facebook and Twitter. You're going to have to scroll a little bit to find it. But how even if she's indicted, absolutely, she could still become president, because an indictment is only a charge. An indictment is not a conviction. So somebody gets indicted, then they have to start going through the process of the trials and the conviction. There's no way anything like that is going to be done in the next week. So even if she's indicted, she could still absolutely go through the election, etc. And we already discussed, even if she makes it to inauguration day, if she does get elected and makes it to inauguration day, then the House would have to impeach her, and then the Senate would have to run the trials and run the hearings. And with Bill Clinton, after he was impeached, the Senate acquitted Bill Clinton. So Bill Clinton stayed in office and was not removed, as opposed to if she was convicted, then is it Article 4 or Article 2? I forget which article. I have to double check my sorry about that. I have to double check which article it is. I just want to be correct on this. There'll be, Article 2, Section 4. That's it. Sorry. Mixing the numbers. Article 2, Section 4 would remove him from office. As I said earlier, if Hillary, let's say, gets indicted, a few different things could happen. All right, she could still win the election. And then if she gets convicted and removed, Tim Kaine would take over. So, you know, all eyes now are on Tim Kaine. Or if the DNC says, look, we cannot, even if we win this election, have all this weighing on us the first year. So the DNC could ask her to step down. I don't think she would. But the DNC could ask her to step down, put Tim Kaine in her place. And I believe in that purgatory after she wins the election and before inauguration, if she steps down and if anything happens, and that's when we actually think something big could happen. I don't think they're going to have anything really huge dissuading her from continuing to run. Tim Kaine would then take over because he is on the elected ticket, I believe. So, Julie, to answer your question, those are kind of the options. And again, I'm not an attorney. You know, I would suggest you ask an attorney. But from what I know about the Constitution, or from what I know as I've been reading what's been going on, an indictment is only a conviction. So absolutely, she could still move forward and still get elected. William writes, Doctor, I'm an independent voter and I'm disgusted with our country. He writes, I have not voted and will probably not vote this election. I understand you are unhappy with those of us who do not vote, but I just cannot vote for either candidate. If I don't vote, who do you think my lack of involvement would help more? So basically, here's William. He doesn't want to vote because he doesn't want to say, and I don't blame him, that he voted for Hillary or voted for Trump. I get that. I've been saying for years, guys, apathy really ticks me off. I want you, as someone who says I don't care and doesn't vote, that ticks me off. But let me just do, there's one caveat here, okay? If you really dislike both candidates, I'm not going to fault you to that same degree of not voting. William already understands his lack of vote is already going to affect somebody. So he has the power. This is all our constitutional right, our freedom to vote. So your wish to vote or not vote, that's your freedom, and that's not for me to judge. I just don't like somebody being apathetic, saying, oh, I don't give a heart and dude. I would rather you vote Democrat or vote Republican than not vote because you don't care. But if you care so much that you don't want to have on your conscience that you put a vote in for somebody you didn't like, then absolutely don't. I mean, people take their vote very seriously. And the people that do take their vote very seriously, you probably have a lot of people that don't want to put a vote in for Clinton or don't want to put a vote in for Trump. Now, who would it help? Prior to WeenieLinks, I'm sorry, Anthony Weiner's issue, this has nothing to do with WikiLeaks, WeenerLinks, we're calling it. Although somebody at a party called it something with a D and something leaks, and I don't want to say that because I don't think it's appropriate on air. So that term has been also floating around a lot. Prior to that, I would say you're not voting is going to just help the Hillary campaign. However, now it's a different story. I have never seen such a frenzy. I have never seen so many phone calls, so many robocalls, I got to hand it to the Hillary camp, just like the Bernie Sanders camp and even the Trump camp. They are very diligent. There's a lot of passion for her side, and they are very actively trying to get the vote, as many votes as they can, because once she's elected, it gets a little trickier. If she doesn't get elected, then the FBI can take however long they want, doing whatever they need to do. So you not voting could probably help Hillary. Or actually help Trump, because Hillary now needs all the votes she can. So I have to say Trump's commercials are now starting to float around. We're starting to see more of Trump's commercials. I think he's doing a very good job with his commercials. Now he's trying to look less emotional, less dramatic, trying to be more presidential. He could really take this momentum and win. But the problem we have with this election, and we're going to be talking about this a little more in the next segment, is we are in such a state of chaos and such a state of confusion that I am so scared that our enemies are watching this and not only laughing their butts off, but planning. I mean, look at all this. Like I said earlier in this hour, Anthony Weiner, is this election coming down to what Anthony Weiner did with his underwear and his sexting? You know, I mean, I have never seen or witnessed anything like this. I don't remember any other election being this bad. Again, I don't really remember the Carter. I doubt there was anything this ludicrous, and this is worse than any reality show. I don't even think the Kardashians have been in the news, because this has actually displaced the Kardashians from getting headlines. I don't think anything could. Anything this crazy, the FBI, we have a company so divided. There's a lot of speculation on why they're saying the FBI actually had these emails a long time ago. But James Comey had to finally say something before he got in trouble for not. This is crazy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.